Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everybody to the Sloppy Joes podcast and a happy Friday. It is me, Joe McGrath, here saying hello to Joe Smith.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Nice.
What's new?
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. You're looking well.
Thank you, mate. I had a fun trip to the Stockport train station today. I thought I was going to get caught short. And it's not happened to me in a while.
Piss or poo?
Poo. No. I get caught short pissing, you're just uncomfortable.
But yes.
You never, because you hear of people essing themselves, but you never hear of people pissing themselves, do you?
Well, yeah, you do. If they're drunk or something, maybe.
Yeah, but you're not in the middle of like a park walking, you're going, I'm going to piss my pants.
No, I guess it's helped by the fact that it's easier to find somewhere to piss in an emergency.
Yeah, but I missed it. I missed the feeling.
Did you?
I went, hello, old friend.
But you only
friend.
Live about a 10-minute walk from the train station.
Yeah, but you have to.
What?
What does that mean? If you gotta go, you gotta go.
No.
See, you don't know the feeling.
I don't know the rush. I don't know what it's like to need to go for a poo. How do you think I've lived?
You don't know the rush. So if you really need to go, go, and you're in that middle of the 5-minute window between my house and the train station, you're happy with that.
Ethan James is here, ladies and gentlemen, and I need to bring him in on this. Ethan.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
The first time you feel that you need a poo.
No. Don't start changing this question. I needed to go.
I'm just telling him, I'm asking him a question. You don't even know the question yet.
To go.
From the first time you think, oh, there's a poo on the way.
Right.
To having to go or you're going to shit yourself. Unless you're poorly, that's never less than 10 minutes, is it?
No.
Well, let's say 5 minutes, because if he was that desperate and he was less than halfway, he could have gone back. Well,
you don't understand. What's going on? You missed the first step. You don't have the joys of this nice first step that you brought into the argument of a little warning that you might need.
So every time you do a shit, it's an instant emergency.
You've not heard what I just said. For the first time in a long time, it was the emergency one. I've missed it. It's been a while.
So the early warning sign has failed.
The
lighthouse bulb was out, and now all of a sudden the rocks are there.
You ask anyone who's ever been in that situation, there is no little knock on going 10 minutes.
But sometimes I could squeeze that sucker back in for an hour.
An hour?
I've got a friend.
You're not shit your pants.
You're not going to believe this. I've got a friend that I've known him multiple times in the past say, oh, I really need a poo. You know what? I'll just go to bed and have it in the morning. He can sleep on a turn.
And why are you speaking to him that late at night?
Because I used to live in the same
union
halls as him and that. But he can choose to sleep on a turd. I mean, I can't go that far.
That's mind over matter, to be fair.
That's mad though, isn't it?
It is mad.
So you were on the way to the station today.
Yeah.
Happened.
Thought it was nearly over.
Where were you when you got that first hit?
Top of the hill, and the hill didn't help. Neither did listening to Eminem for the first time in a while. Maybe the two things are connected.
Pooge
Maybe
yourself.
I'm like Pavlov's dog.
Was it Pooge yourself?
No, it was till I collapse.
Oh, that's even worse.
Even how are you, mate?
So what happened? Did you make it?
I got there, fine.
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks for asking.
Are you sure?
Yeah, man.
Grand. What have you been up to?
Are you sure?
We're starting on me, we never start.
No, we're not starting on you, but like breaking Joe's is some of the big things in our week. But are you all right?
I've recently invested in a load of tablets and drugs that I believe might increase my longevity on Earth. I spent about 3 hours on Friday night researching all the drugs required.
So what you got?
So I've got some magnesium.
Yeah.
I've got some vitamin D.
Yep.
I've got some...
What was that from your mum?
What's it called? I've got some... I'll find out the drugs for you.
So you're just taking drugs, nameless drugs. This Friday you did it.
Just willy-nilly taking drugs.
This Friday you did
Ubiquinol.
It. You did the research. What?
Rehypnol.
Rehypnol.
Ubiquinol, not Rehypnol.
I've heard of that.
You went through a stage of taking a lot.
Creatine.
It's on the lot.
Omega-3.
Wow.
Do you have to eat with your tablets?
And some you do, most of them you don't with them.
You just can swallow them.
You just have with water. Yeah, or anything.
Because you used to have these little packets, do you remember? And you used to have like quite a lot of tablets in them.
Oh, yeah, the animal pack, that was called.
Yeah.
And that had all sorts of stuff in it, that
you
did.
A lot,
I never
all
really know
sizes.
What was in there, actually. But you get to the point where you can do all the tablets in one swallow. Do you do that, Ethan? We do like 10 tablets at once.
I've only just began this process, and one of them is a bag of powder, so I don't know how I go about that.
Is that the creatine?
Yeah, it's a big
just
bag.
Put it in water.
I've got it all in my bag. Oh, I've left my bag in the car. I've got it all in my bag.
Have you?
Yeah,
that's good. Do you take any supplements?
When I get up in the morning, I might have a little electrolyte.
Starburst.
Not a Starburst. I'd love to. I love the last Rolo every morning. I take a little electrolyte that's got zinc in it. Two espressos and then I'm away.
Two espressos.
We've got a new coffee
had.
Machine. You'd be proud. Got a new coffee
what
machine.
What you got?
Begins with a D.
De'Longhi.
Is it? It does a little espresso.
Is it Deliciosa by any chance?
Deliciosa. And it doesn't do much. It does a little espresso.
I need to talk to you about this.
Why?
Because this is my thing. This is my world, man.
It can blow your back out as well. What does that say?
I don't think it can blow your back out.
It can blow your milk out.
Oh, yeah. Steam wand nozzle. What does it look like?
Oh, it's not good. You won't like it. It's quite flimsy.
Is it very wide?
Well, the person who gets up, Carly, it was her birthday recently. She spent good money. It was supposed to be 850 quid. She got it for 550 at John Lewis on this fuck-off machine. So she's then given us, for free, might I add, thank you, her old one.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not
Stylosa.
What? Yeah?
Longhi Stylosa, sorry.
So the little flapper that powers your milk out.
Don't call it that.
No, I'm talking on the an accessory.
Oh,
on
the machine, sorry.
It bursts out steam, but sometimes it bursts out little bits of boiling water first.
Right.
What the fuck's that about?
Okay, you must purge the wand.
What does that
mean? You must purge the wand.
Where am I firing that purge into?
Either is there a drip tray at the bottom that you can angle the wand into, or a nicely folded microfiber towel, which you should be using anyway to clean the wand after you've used it.
Microfiber towel?
Do you know there's little cloths, a little microfiber cloth?
How big are they in?
Probably roughly, yay. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
I could get one of them.
Wet that, wring dry, fold, wrap around the thing, let the water purge, and then you want to put the steam wand into the milk before you turn it back on.
Because
if you're turning it on and putting it in, it's going...
Creating a massive, we've been struggling with that.
Yeah, forget that. So purge, off, milk in, on, and then you slowly draw the milk down so that the tip of the wand is on the surface of the milk, but no higher.
Yeah.
You're allowing bubbles to form. You're allowing bubbles to form whilst creating a circular vortex motion. Then when you've got the amount of expansion that you need, you then plunge the wand to the base of the jug, allowing that vortex to continue until it's just slightly too hot to touch, 65 degrees-ish.
Mm.
Then you turn it off, let it expire entirely. Then you
expire?
Stop releasing steam.
Okay.
Then you release, then you once again give it a little up and down with the microfiber cloth.
Wow.
Then again you purge to get rid of any milk.
Where you put the nozzle in, the flapper,
yeah.
It depends on where you should put it in terms of the jug with the milk in.
Yes. So,
wow,
so
I didn't even know that.
So depending
on
where the nozzle is, that changes how much air and steam and air you put into the milk. So it changes how frothy it is. So if you want it really
sick.
Frothy, you leave it near the surface for longer. And that's how you steam milk.
Yes, we've been double espresso and out of my head.
Oh, so you've not been using the wand then?
Because I didn't know, but now I know.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So you've been having two double espressos before you leave the house?
Yeah, got a bit addicted. So it started kind of like when Ethan started his drug thing.
Mm.
It started last Thursday. Well, Wednesday, Carly came around, dropped the coffee machine off, showed us how to make it. She made a nice little double espresso and I was like, right, I think I can get it. I just put that double espresso in because it was late at night. I didn't want to have it. Put that in the fridge.
Oh, yes.
Woke up, just fucking
there,
necked
that,
it.
There,
I'm
that
like,
is.
Boom.
Nice.
I've been up 10 minutes. It's 4 o'clock. Everything's working.
That's crazy, isn't it?
So I'm going for it.
So are you using pre-ground coffee? Or have you got a grinder?
I'm not on grinder.
You got a pre-ground coffee?
I've got a pre-ground coffee, yeah.
Well, fine. It's fine.
Yeah, using one from Lidl.
It's a start, isn't it?
Do you know what?
All moving in the right direction. I love that.
On the coffee front,
yeah.
I've started getting into it now.
Oh.
As in the last week or so. Not in like your kind of, I'm a hipster twat kind of way.
Oh.
I mean more so like I'm drinking coffee to get you through the day. So, but there's a problem. I've been drinking Huel's now just for lunch in an attempt to stay away from your salty sandwiches and stuff. So I have a Huel carrot sticks with hummus and then a coffee, and it's a disaster for the stomach.
What is coming out of your body?
Be positive.
What is coming out of your body?
I don't know.
Because I know for a fact if you're just having hummus, fuel and coffee. Nothing. There's nothing solid to go out there, is there?
There's carrot sticks.
Yeah, so you're shitting out whole carrots wrapped in wet turd.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, no. He doesn't like that joke.
He's sitting
on a nearly over four years of podcasting, you know, he doesn't,
I hate that. Doesn't
like that. Which coffee would you recommend from any supermarket?
Whatever you like.
The coffee. Let's be fair. It all tastes the same.
Okay, well, that's we're not going to do that.
It does.
We're not
going to go. Does. You put it in, you make a double espresso, you go. Coffee.
It doesn't all taste the same. But you know it doesn't all taste the same. That's like saying all lager or beer tastes the same, or all wine tastes the same.
You're going to tell me now. Tell you what, I would try. I would try the world's best coffee.
There's no such thing. Obviously, there's no such thing
as you were so damning of the world's best Fosters. I would try the world's best coffee.
There's no such thing as the world's best coffee.
What?
Of course there isn't. It's like saying the world's best sweatshirt. It's whatever you like. Let's try the world's best carpet. Doesn't exist.
There must be some good carpets.
Yeah, there's some great carpets.
The Turkish boys have got that on lock.
If you don't like the style, it's not good, is it? The world's best painting. Doesn't exist.
Mona Lisa.
No, it's not though, is it?
It is.
Well, for maybe you it is, but other people.
I thought that was just known. It was the world's best.
I think it's world's best.
I think if you boil it down, it is the Mona Lisa.
I think if we're going to do a little name the best painting in the world, I think Mona Lisa would win.
But it's not about would win, is it?
It would, because you're asking the world.
All right, what's the world's best song? There's no consensus.
I probably... Well, it depends.
What if you're going to do... Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley.
No, I'd go Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, but it's not, though, is it?
Some
people hate that song. And to them, it isn't the best song in the world.
Yeah, but I think if we asked everyone, they'd put that number one.
But that doesn't mean
it would get number one. It would. If there was points, if it was like Eurovision, if it was point-based system, I think... It would be number one.
Okay.
And therefore, their best song in the world.
No, but that's not right, is it? You know that's not right.
What, I do know.
No, it's not. Because that's not how... It depends
on... Is the best team in the world going to win... Is the best international team in the world going to win the World Cup this year?
Not necessarily. And also, best at what?
Football.
Yeah, but that's not always the case. There can't always be one consensus. And it's different because sport is an activity specifically designed to find the best at something. So it's a lot easier to do that than something that is based on opinion and taste.
But we could, if we asked everybody.
Sport is the absence of opinion, isn't it? It's all only there who won the game. That's all that matters.
Well, whereas there's opinions and referees.
And clothes and food and drinks... They are opinion-based.
Referees got opinions, and they might sway the game.
Yeah, there are obviously nuances to that, but you can't use sport as a comparison to coffee, is my point.
What do you think, Ethan?
Yeah, fire away, I think, Joe.
What is the best song in the world?
Maybe Piano Man by Billy Joel. Is that up for grabs?
It would be three. Top five, maybe.
But the whole point, so your point is literally falling down. You said it's Bohemian Rhapsody. He doesn't agree.
I've started getting to Mozart, so he's got to shout.
No, but I'm saying if we asked 8 billion people.
So there could be a...
That would then be the world's best song.
No, but it wouldn't, would it?
It would, why not?
Because you don't understand how art works.
What are you on about? It's coffee, it's not art.
No, but, all right, you don't understand how opinion works then. If you wanted to, I'm just saying
if there was a points-based system.
Yes, exactly, but my point to you would be there isn't a points-based system. If you wanted to poll everyone and try and shoehorn something that isn't designed for that into a system that you've set up,
Here's one that is clear-cut. The greatest band in the world ever are the Beatles. And no one argues with that.
Well, loads of people argue with
that. Who? And what did they say?
I agree with you that most people, out of picking every band, they would get more votes than anyone else, probably.
Thank you for getting on board with this voting system,
but
finally.
That doesn't mean they are objectively the best band. I'm actually someone who would say they are. But loads of people
would
disagree.
What would you say, Ethan?
Well, what Drew has said is that there's no objective truth. Is this?
It's like saying the best colour or the best smell. It's opinion.
I suppose if you were to boil it down to a specific thing...
If everyone was to say the opinion is that, then surely we have to go for that.
Oh, right. If 100% of the population said that, it's like saying, who was the best darts player at the World Championships last year? The only answer is Luke Littler. It's the only answer. Because it was a game designed to find out the answer to that question. Who is the best team in the Premier League this year? If Arsenal win at the weekend, the only answer is Arsenal.
Ah, so the X factor is what we need.
Yes.
No.
But because if they, Britain's Got Talent.
Are you being serious at the moment?
No.
Are you
just being I think there are parts where people could narrow down the best band song painting in the world by huge surveys and specialists, etc., etc.
I agree that things can, some things are objectively better than others, even within the realms of taste. Things that hurt people or whatever are typically worse than things that don't. But the whole point of art and music and food and drinks and clothes and TV shows and whatever it may be is that it's up to what you like. Some people's favourite band is a band me and you have never heard of, and they will say they're the best band of all time. They're not wrong just because, well, the chart says the Beatles are the best. Much like coffee. But what I like might be completely different to what you like. Lizzie likes a darker roast. I like a sort of light fruity number.
She's not wrong. There is the best coffee in the world.
Well, find it then and send it me. Let me borrow a bit.
But if you were to boil it down to specifics, like the best Foster in the world,
we'd know where that is.
It's the attributes that make it. We can tell which one's a shit Foster. The flat one with no head and no taste, but the crisp, cold, to the point one.
But again, though, what you've done there is...
I haven't done anything, that was Ethan.
You've narrowed it down to the point where you're comparing like with like, which is easier to do.
That's what I'm saying. I've agreed with you there.
What's the best hamburger in the world, or the best McDonald's hamburger?
I think we could find that.
Yeah, you maybe could. But so if you say, what's the best McDonald's hamburger, you know what they're trying to achieve with that. That's an easier thing to compare. But it's not. If you said, what's the best food, and someone said, well, it's a McDonald's hamburger, it won the award. We can go around forever here, but find the best coffee, buy it, pre-ground, and let me have a bit.
Well, do you want it not ground? Do you want it...
Ideally, but I don't, you know.
And why is the whole bean ideal?
Just a bit fresher by the time you use it. Isn't it? Like, if I said to you, I can give you a beer, and you can either have it in the bottle ready, or I'll open the bottle, pour it in a glass, and you can just keep that in the fridge for a week until you're ready to drink it.
Is it really that much of a difference?
Yeah.
Mad.
Yeah.
What's your coffee game saying then, Ethan?
I have the granules that they have in the kitchen for free. And I think they're just as good as anything. And I steal the milk.
You're a little thug, aren't you?
Well, they're not going to do anything about it. I don't care.
Who isn't? Who is this you're raging against?
It's a lovely business that has just Turkish staff, I think, that we share the building with. They're very kind. They offer me food, but I just nick their milk when they're not looking.
You're a prick.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to notice. So.
No, that's true. They are
big listeners to the
podcast.
Sometimes
the communal granule is all you need, and if that's your favourite, then that's the best.
No, it gives me a headache. Puts the willies in me, actually.
Does it?
But makes me scared.
Yeah, that's why you like it, don't you? Puts the willies in you.
Is that a pop?
Should we get into Breaking Joes?
Yeah, go for it.
Breaking Joes!
Ethan, we'll start with you this week because you're like, we never start with you, so why don't we?
No,
start
I wasn't like that.
Yeah,
I was stunned that you were starting with me. I was trying to put you off, but you can go with me if you want. What's your question?
What have you been up to this week? It's Breaking Joe's.
That's a great question, Joe. Well, I must say, on Sunday, I was recording an episode of the White Noise podcast. That's another podcast that I work on, which includes stars such as Stephen Tries, Max Smith, and Tom Loon. And after the show, I said to Tom Looney, why don't we spend some time together? We've never done that before. And he went, all right, let's do it. Let's watch the football. I think he was a bit reluctant to get involved with me, but he was willing to. And he ended up having a great time with me. That he said, let's this party roll on. He said it more.
So where did you go fluently. Post? Where did you go post?
We went to Salford. And in Salford, it's like Salford area, like Latin, like central of town. And Tom said to me, would you like to go to a pub that's a complete dive? And I said, I'd bloody love to.
Oh, can we play the dive game?
What, we're guessing where it was?
Well, I'm thinking if he's in Salford, but he's also in town, he's either going to pick somewhere like the Eagle.
Yeah.
Or he's going to pick maybe... There's the old pint pot, but that's a bit student-y.
And also, just to be clear, Ethan, when you say it's a pub but it's a dive, do you mean a dive bar or do you mean a pub that's a bit run down and shitty?
Run down shite.
Okay, that's
I know it. Is it the Edgerton Arms?
It's not the Edgerton Arms.
Can I have a guess?
Have we said it?
You were close with your kind of geography. But,
it's not.
Over the road from the old Pint Pot, there was a pub that was closed down, but I think they've done...
Oh! Was it the Thirsty Scholar?
It's not the Thirsty Scholar. It's one, that. Very
what about
the niche.
What about... No, because the Rover's Returns now be done up.
Is it not the old Pint Pot?
No.
Is it not the King's Arms or the Salford Arms?
No.
Is it Brewery Run?
It's not.
It's a free house.
Sorry, I thought you were saying the name of the pub there.
It's not the New Oxford.
It's not the New Oxford.
Right, tell us. I'm done.
It's called the Palatine.
Never heard of it.
The Palatine?
That's the old guy from Star Wars, isn't it?
You're going to have to get that up for me, Ethan.
Emperor Palatine.
The Palatine. All right, the Palatine.
I'll get up. I'll look if you want to tell the story.
Okay, so the Palatine.
The Palatine.
Happy Palatine's Day, everyone.
It absolutely stunned us. So we went there for the Newcastle West Ham game. And you walk in, you're greeted with St. George's flags flying in pride above you. And you walk in, hell. And the noise.
There's
of,
a reason I've never been. I mean, I like to prime the Palatine. Mate, that's fucking.
It's mad.
It's crazy. Why have I never been there? I'd be all over that geezer. Keep going. In the car park, they've got a paddling pool.
Instant thing that you'd know. They've got indoor chairs outdoors. That's a mark. Keep going, Ethan.
Cheaper, but is it cheap?
Oh my God, they've got an office ceiling. They've got those like foam tile ceilings in the pub.
The Palatine.
So
there's no Guinness though, because it said Joey Holt, isn't it?
No, there was a Guinness. It was Joseph Holt and they had their own stuff as well.
What? That was, they're getting a slap on the wrist soon.
What's that?
Class. So tell us then, did you, and why is there a sausage dog in the bin?
This is fucking unreal. Give us that.
Tell us then, how was it? How was you and...
So you walk in, yeah, St. George's flags, and then, bang, the noise of Adele on full blast greets you on entry. We then head to the front, and it is a Joseph Holt pub, but they had also your Guinnesses and other things. I don't know how that works, but I was grateful for it. And a pint was about £4. Which is excellent stuff.
I mean, it is a stone's throw away from everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah.
Crazy.
So we sit down and there's a very interesting clientele. There's a man who, by the time we're there, spends about 3 hours throughout a duration on the fruity machine. So I imagine he's been there a lot longer than that. And you're trying to watch the game, but the noise of the karaoke is really drowning out your thoughts. And when there's no karaoke on, the sound of the PlayStation home screen plays over the top, which is a kind of like noise kind of podcast. White noise podcast, kind of like you feel like you're like, you know, on the waters or whatever. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It's very creepy sound.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's like, or you're like in space or something. Anyway, that's make me feel a bit uneasy. My eyes then start get really itchy and red.
Fart noise?
No, it wasn't that. And my nose is going, what's that? Oh, this is the pub cat. I didn't realise it was the pub cat.
He's not taking his antihistamines.
And he's working behind the bar.
Yes, and he's serving you.
He's on
milk.
A 0 hours contract.
Well, I imagine he must be a regular. Because everyone
he's
was
a regular.
Like he's,
how do you know?
Everyone was just acting like it was normal when this cat just walked in.
It walked in?
Well,
is it already there?
Well, I assume it must be irregular.
Stop saying it's irregular.
It had its own seat and its own steel bowl hung up above the bar.
Did it come over to say hello to you?
I did. Obviously, Tom bloody loves cats, so it sent me berserk.
So what time is this? You recorded earlier, I'm guessing.
Yeah, so this is Newcastle kicked off at 5:30, so around about then. And then, oh dear, you think the atmosphere is enough with the Adele blasting and the PlayStation music? A fight then breaks out.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
What happened?
It's the bar woman addresses the bloke who comes in and says, you're fucking barred. You fucked up yesterday. You're not allowed back in my pub. And he's going, you know nothing. And she's like, I do know. And basically, to boil it down, was apparently he was shouting pro-IRA chants, saying that he was pro-IRA and she's Roman Catholic, so she didn't really...
Surely them two. You mean one of them's not right there.
Right, yeah. Yeah, one of them's
say,
not right.
Probably the other way around.
Feels
yeah.
like they
I mean,
be
if they've
friends.
Got a load of Union Jacks knocking about,
yeah. I think she's a bit. Yeah, she's got.
Let's not guess, but.
Let's not guess.
Yeah.
I don't put words in her mouth.
No, yeah. Exactly.
So that obviously was quite heated. And then she started like pouring his pint whilst he was just telling him he's barred.
So she, but he stayed.
Wow. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And did you stay for the full game?
Yeah. We stayed for the full thing and not a minute more.
Was it? Will you ever go back in there?
If they didn't have the karaoke and the PlayStation music so loud where you could hear yourself, I would. But other than that, I think the best kind of like dive pub to go to is the Grafton next to the RVI. Is it RVI? No, what's the MRI? Yeah, RVI is Newcastle. MRI.
Almost like on hospital ground.
It feels like it shouldn't be there.
Yeah, it's like there's a pub in the car park of a hospital, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fun pub.
Yeah, that's where I didn't save him. A bloke started having a seizure next to us during the pub quiz, fell off his chair, and I ran over to him and just kind of held him whilst he was jumping around.
At least
around.
He was close to a hospital, wasn't he? I mean,
of all places to have a seizure.
Yeah. I think that's why he hangs around there.
Just in case. Yeah. That's not a bad backup plan, though, is it?
It's
certainly better than having a seizure in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. After the drinking, did you go out more afterwards, or did you call it a day?
We did a walk around Salford. We took what was the scenic route, and I was Tom saves a lot more money than me than rent because he has a house share and stuff. So I was thinking, maybe this is close to town. Could this be the place for me? It creeped the shit out of me walking around there. There was this car park with all these like vehicles that were opened out and like filled with like bags and it was so. Do you know where I mean, Joe?
I don't know where you mean.
It utterly freaked me out.
I actually lived in Salford around there though. So where was it?
It was around the corner from this pub. Huge car park that was no longer in use. Massive like vans, transit vans, cars that are all have the doors wide open, filled with packages.
Are they not just? Wow, that's mad.
Next to a place, Joe, where they do big music events, apparently. And we joked about you maybe even DJed there. It's like a white building.
Hotel?
Yes.
Not the White Hotel.
It's the hotel, yeah.
Hell.
That's right next to that.
You've been to the White Hotel?
And the rest, pal.
What time did you stay up till?
Left a part of me there, mate. Stay up till. Still up, mate. I've not slept since.
What time did you party till?
4 or 5.
4 or 5.
Yeah,
it's mad. Good for you.
Yeah.
I've never been in.
Have you not?
No.
It's good in there. There's a sofa that smells like people.
Yeah, it's open to like 8 a.m. though, isn't
it?
Yeah. God,
it's a good place.
That puts the willies in me. So it was nice to spend some time with Tom.
Yeah, it was, but I don't think I can live around those parts. It's a bit too. And this, I've never seen that Strange Ways prison before. What the fuck?
Yeah, that. If you don't know, Manchester City Centre is bouncing at the minute. There's construction work, there's all sorts going on. It's brilliant. You are 1 minute walk away from a prison.
Mm. And it doesn't get talked about enough, that, because if everyone's heard of Strange Ways, it's not even called that anymore, is it? It's called like
HMP Manchester
or whatever. But everyone's heard of it because it's in songs, and it's just it's a good name for a pub because it sounds like all the people in there are strangers. It works. Not a pub, sorry. A prison. It sounds like
same
a prison.
Thing.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same bloody thing these days. I don't know what that means. It's bloody streeting's Britain for you. Anyway, and like you said, you're in the arena. You go out the back of the arena. You can see the barbed wire fence around the edge of the pub. What are you saying, pub?
There is
prison.
A stunning.
It's so close to the centre of Manchester.
There is a stunning Turkish restaurant opposite Strange.
Is there?
It's delightful. Really? If you've ever been, fucking belting food. And then you're just looking at prison.
Yeah, it is mad.
It's a beautiful building.
It's
beautiful.
A gorgeous building.
Someone will have their eye on that.
Red brick building, that.
Someone will have their eye on that.
Yeah, but you know what will happen, don't you?
What?
One of them. Someone buys it. All of a sudden, there's been a fire. Oh, we're about to pull it down and we'll just put up something that's made of AstroTurf and cheese like everywhere else. Lovely old building, that.
Anything else to report from your week, Ethan?
No, Joe. Apart from that, the fantasy football's obviously heated up for us. We talked about it on Patreon last week. Whoever finishes last supposedly gets painted up as a gold statue. It's set to be me. And you have to be gold on Market Street for 2 hours, apparently.
2 hours, not bad.
Two hours in bad.
There's always a way out, brilliantly, I figured. So I think I'll be all right.
The way out is what? Like, isn't it 100 quid to charity?
Oh, I was just going to say kill myself.
Oh, it is another way out.
Yeah.
Fucking don't finish last.
Don't finish last. But I still think so. We're in a team. So if you don't know, Stephen Tries does a little team with the podcast lot and then people behind the scenes production lot, like James Ormrod and that, and there's still four of us that could get relegated.
Relegated?
Relegated. Come last.
Oh, yeah.
Cameron Green, who you might know if you listen to the podcast, he's a big Everton fan, and he put a lot of Everton players in his team this week. Which is, shit. Mental. Me, of course, I'm thick. James Ormrod, who Ethan's enemy, and Ethan James.
Yeah, that's me.
Ethan's last. There was at one point during the weekend we were all on the same
2006
score.
2006 points, three of us tied.
Take it back to the Black Eyed Peas. Where is the love? I found it. Thank you, Saka. Some points.
Getting the assist.
Right, yeah.
You needed that. And a defensive contribution point as well.
Yeah, they did. Lad. So all eyes on, we're recording on Tuesday, so tonight is obviously City play, Spurs play, Chelsea play, Bournemouth, and then all eyes on the 4 o'clock kickoffs on Sunday.
That's exciting. Whoever it does, I'm going to come see it, because obviously we're not going to give the complete location away, but we are within walking distance of Market Street here.
Yeah.
So whoever it is that ends up being gilded, I'm definitely going to come down. And
you'll be sound, Ethan.
I'll not be sound. I could think of anything worse.
Where are you watching it at 4 o'clock on Sunday?
I'm driving back down from the tune in the morning, so I'll see where I end up.
Lovely.
I had a nice trip to Wales.
Huh.
This weekend, which was lovely.
What for?
For someone's birthday.
But I thought you'd already done all these 30, 40, 50 parties. How can we do another one?
Greed on Carly's part.
Because I remember you saying, like, I've got a 30, 40, 50. And then I saw you, like,
I've done the 30, 50,
posting a picture, like a little video Insta story with them and everyone taking a picture in the back garden or something. I saw that.
Yeah, sorry about
and
that.
And then
sorry
this weekend, it's you doing the same thing again? Well, she wanted feeding to go llamas
away for,
and that.
She wanted to go for, I didn't see any llamas, I saw a horse. She wanted to go away for her birthday. We were able.
To be fair, probably cost more than a coffee machine, didn't it? The trip.
It did a little bit, yeah. So we were even, I think. We got a nice hotel in a place called Broth. And I thought, that sold me straight away.
You were in, you took a spoon.
Yeah, a little pot belly broth.
You were there with your spoon.
B-R-O-T-H. So in Welsh, it could mean something else. But it's just a bit...
It probably means like breath or something, doesn't it?
Bit down from Aberystwyth. I can't say Aberystwyth. It's a bit down.
Like it's not Spanish.
Aberystwyth. So... By the way, with a drive there, we're not in North Wales anymore, my friend, which is about an hour and a half if you put your foot down. We are in it.
I've noticed this with Wales. It goes from being an hour and a half away to 3 hours like that. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
There's nowhere in Wales that's two and a
because
two
all through the
hours.
Middle of it is A roads. There's
nowhere to go.
Crazy. So I'm going to say this. If Wales was sunny all the time, it could be the most beautiful country on earth.
Wow.
I drove through.
Who's deciding that though? Like through surveys?
Yeah, that's
or
true. We'd have to do a big fucking survey.
Yeah.
And they've got a small population, so they won't be backing them.
Yeah.
I think it's stunning.
It is stunning.
Through the middle of Wales.
Yeah.
And of course, it's a bit arsey on these country roads and fucking all this. Because you go from 60 miles an hour, Joe, to just 20. Mm, like that.
It'll be 20.
No one warns you.
No, I mean,
they do a little bit.
With the big red signs.
Yeah. But you go from 60 miles an hour, and then you've got some fucking farmer up your ass,
yeah,
so to speak, and he knows the roads like the back of his hand,
yeah.
So he's giving you a bit of grief and all you can see is what the fuck's this guy doing, and then you go, what, we're at 20 anyway. Once you get through that, we're at seaside town
Broth.
I bought something which I found out is illegal in the UK, so I had to get it shipped in.
What was it?
It's an activity we can all do.
Was it a butterfly knife?
No.
Was it a laser capable of reaching the International Space Station?
Carly loves... She has her own sort of... One of these motivational style Instagram pages where she like talks about how we can all be happier and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she likes colourful like things to film and stuff.
Mm.
And after a recent spate of incidents, this is now banned in the UK, but I was able to get one from Sweden. I bought... Cost me a bit of money as well. So if anything, this coffee machine, I'm now in debt... I bought one of those 20-foot long, colourful rainbow parachutes.
Oh, you told us!
Did I tell you last week?
You bought one, yeah. You said you'd bought a pack of two.
Well, do you want one?
No, I'm all right. I'm good.
She loved it. Got it all out amazing. Crying.
Did it go well?
We didn't use it once.
Why?
Because one of the small girls, Emma.
Small girls?
It was that windy from the sea. She lifted up because everyone left her to it. And she nearly just... Gone. Took off. Bye. So everyone said it was too much of a risk.
One of the small girls.
We literally
I would like one of the small girls to hold the parachute.
Well,
let's see if we cannot lift her away.
How do I say? What do I say then? She's probably half my weight.
Yeah.
And she nearly went.
Oh, so still quite heavy then.
Who chuckled then?
That was the production
team chuckled.
Someone else.
Hold on. Fuck me. No. I'm getting Ethan's here, but we've got two other people working for Stretford Bank. They're laughing.
Well, they're allowed to do what they want.
They can do what they want. Probably watching a funny clip. Wales was nice. Lovely.
It's a great place, isn't it?
We just had a great time in one of those houses.
Let us in behind the parachute curtain. How much were they? Be honest.
45 quid.
How much was postage?
And only one came. There's been a little pause in proceedings because I've just nipped out for our Patreon content. Mm. We're doing Last Order From. Now, this is episode 2 of Last Order From for the patrons. And this is where you order the last meal you would have from a certain fast food chain.
Yeah.
The KFC has just arrived.
Yes.
I'm interested to see how you all feel about our individual orders. We're also going to on the Patreon special do a Joe versus Joe. Is that right, Ethan?
That's right. I've got another great quiz.
Right then, patreon.com/. Yeah, I know. Big time. Patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast. Go and have a look. And here's a snippet of that episode.
I go for something that you call a hot wing, and I get 3 of them.
They're good.
I don't know if there's any in my bag. There's not. But you have to believe me. That's what I would select.
Do you want hot wings?
This happened last time, Joe.
Sorry about that. I didn't know if it...
In fact, I probably said the hot wing is the favourite element of my KFC meal.
I didn't get any hot wings, I'm sorry. Didn't read it.
Of course you didn't.
Because he added more on. Wait till you see what else he's got.
Oh, sorry.
He's a greedy twat.
What's the point of you asking me what my last ever meal would be
right,
for
so
KFC?
Right, so just pretend, right? So say I've got a hot wing. Blah, 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 blah.
So why are we doing this then?
Because it is still your last ever meal. But stop really shutting down KFC, you muppet.
What's the point in actually buying the food if you're not going to buy the food that we're talking about?
I'll take your wrap off.
Oh, hang on. Is it just an excuse for Joe McGrath to have a meal from a podcast? It might well be.
This is the second episode in a year. It's harder like I'm pushing this fucking feature.
All right, sorry, 9 out of 10, glum boy. That was your whole bloody thing. Oh!
Right then, that was a delight. Anyway, I'm not going to say anything more about the individual choices. Mm. Stunt. The guy who dropped off the delivery, big fan. Ethan, you wanted a shout out. Have you got your phone?
Have I got a phone? Yep, I've got a phone.
A little look. He sent us a little message there. He just dropped us off.
Okay, so you want me to...
He said, can you give us a shout out on the
pod? What is this?
This is obviously a bit from McGrath. This
is a look. If you're not going to give him a shout out, Smith will give him a shout out.
I'm just going to go for it, whatever it is.
Yep, ooh, go on then.
No,
cheers, mate.
Go for it.
No, because he's not. He didn't say it, did he? And you know what? I've had him before. He's delivered to me before, and I thought the same thing. Let's just say...
No, we can't say anything. Leave it to
the imagination.
We
can't say his name.
Can't say anything.
But...
Ethan would do if God this bless was him. The White Noise podcast, probably.
God bless him.
Right. So I'm still in Wales, and you wanted to know the cost... Well, you want to know the cost of the parachute?
Yeah, you said. 45 quid, all in.
Wales was lovely. We got a good barbecue at the end of the garden.
Yeah.
I was on there quite a lot. Loving it.
What, were they trying to rotisserie you?
No, Joe, don't be mean.
What do you mean they were on? You said
like
you were
that.
On there.
Cooking some burgers. Oh, and there was a local butcher's that we went to, Mark and Sons. We got some nice pork belly and we did it on the barbie. It was delightful.
Ooh, never had pork belly on a barbecue.
Self-cleaning barbecue.
Not a thing.
Which, as I found out, it meant just the coal at the bottom and not the actual grill.
Of course. What do you think? Well, it was a half barbecue, half dishwasher.
Do not tell everyone why they're baking the next day. It tasted a bit funky.
Oh, no.
But we had a delightful time.
Was it good?
The beach was only across the road. Lovely.
Oh.
And it was just nice.
That's lovely.
Yeah, we had...
Who was there? All the regulars?
All the regulars.
Was there any new faces?
It was Carly's birthday, so her sister and brother were there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was good.
Lovely.
It was lovely.
That sounds great. Lovely. I've had a good weekend.
What did you get up to?
I've been on my first ever stag do.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Good for you, Joe. Where was it?
In Liverpool.
Oh, lovely.
Enemy territory, they say.
I fucking love it.
It was John's stag do.
John? Who the fuck's John?
It's my mate, John.
Big John, the Chinese guy who orders like From the Blue Orchid?
No, he's a big farmer. He said, by the way...
And he's not Chinese.
He's not Chinese, no.
Oh, but he's the Chinese guy who orders... The Chinese,
he's not Chinese, though, is he?
No, but
he orders Chinese food.
Yeah.
He's the right, okay, sorry.
He's the Chinese guy.
Yeah. Right, okay,
he's known. How is Big John famous?
For consuming Chinese takeaways.
And for being a Chinese man, isn't he?
No, 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 he's not Chinese.
Oh, sorry, I'm getting it wrong.
Romford.
Don't know.
Anyway.
Big John the farmer.
We'd never spoke about him at all.
I have, because I'm sure he's invited us onto his farm before. He said what? We can go and we can be part of either the birthing or the milking of it all.
Yes, I remember.
He's working arable these days, so he's not milking anymore.
He's working arable. So is that backwards?
He's a meat boy now. So he's raising them for steaks and that.
Wow.
But we could help pull a calf out of another cow maybe next spring. We can organise that as a patron special.
I'll do it like next week.
Yeah, because cows just give birth every day of the year, don't they? That's not a seasonal thing at all. So we can do that, though. He said we can come down to the farm and work a day.
And who's Big John getting married to?
Big John.
The farmer's wife.
The farmer's wife. The farmer wants a wife. The farmer wants a wife. We're all in Liverpool. The farmer wants a wife. Hey! Fantastic. I've never done a stag do before.
What was the order?
I've been on one stag do. Right, let me be honest. I've been on one stag do, Otley Run, but it was my brother-in-law's stag do. So it does count, but it's you're invited in a different way, aren't you, when it's a mate stag do, for instance. Order of proceedings. Arrive in Liverpool. Go to the hotel. Lord Nelson Hotel. Lord Above Hotel, more like. And the rest. Instead of where the button for the lift is, there's just a hole that you put your finger in and it gives you electric shock.
What?
Amazing. The downstairs of the hotel was taped off. Have you seen that before?
Sign in?
Well, no, you could get to that bit, and then there's a room off to the side with just tape and all stuff on the floor.
How much a night was it?
Well, I know that it was 200 plus for the weekend each.
Okay, nice.
But that included Zorb football on the Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
Zorb football was good fun
until I did my knee.
Oh,
and
God.
I've really hurt my knee now, and it's bruised all down the back. So that wasn't very good. But it was a good laugh. It was very good fun. You've been in a Zorb before?
Never been in a Zorb before.
Really,
I don't need
breathe.
It.
You can't really breathe or see.
When I played, they just said, you be you. cheeky bastards. So tell me. Hotel.
Yeah.
Drop bags off.
So we drop bags
then
off.
Then Zorb football.
No. So this is on the Friday. First night, we just drop bags off, wait for the other lads to arrive, and then we're straight out into Liverpool, into the night.
Big night.
Big night.
Dancing, partying.
Well, so here's the problem. Me and my mate Ollie got the train from Stockport. We thought everyone's going to be on another train meeting us from like near where they live, near Doncaster, and we're going to meet together and everyone's going to be pissed when we arrive. Some of them were driving.
Oh, so you have a couple of cans on the train?
So we got a couple of cans on the train and we met John on the train and he's got the pre-made margarita mix from Costco.
Love it.
We're getting a bit sloshy-noshy with that.
Have you had a buzz ball yet?
Not at this point.
Oof.
So I was a bit tipsy by the time we arrived at the hotel, which is fair enough. It's a bloody stag do after all. But then we had to wait for an hour and a half.
You start calling yourself Lord Nelson. What? Who do you have to wait an hour and a half for?
Everyone else to arrive.
Guess what I would have done?
What?
Kept drinking.
Yeah, well, that's obviously...
Did you stop?
Only for a bit. We still had a couple... No, we had some more margaritas in the room. But then it's a case of get changed. It's a case of wait around.
Shower beers, Joe.
I know. And you're better at this than me. I've never been on a stag do before.
I can't believe you stopped.
I know. And we stopped. So then there was a little lull from me. That wasn't anyone else's fault. That was my fault. And then we're out in Liverpool. I've got to say, it's a great city.
It's a belting city.
It's a great city.
It's a great night out. Liverpool is a top night out.
We went to Matthew Street. At this point,
Matthew Street, of course you did.
There's no...
That's like the print works, isn't it, around it?
Yeah, that's like there. You've not been to Liverpool and you're on a stag do. Let's go there, which is basically the setup. Great laugh. Great night. I was a bit worried that I might get... This is a bit ego-y, but recognised by a Liverpool fan and they might be mad at me.
No.
Didn't happen. A couple of United fans recognised me, which was nice. Yeah. And we had to do this sort of... behind enemy lines, you know, don't say anything situation. But that was great. So that was the Friday night.
Late time you get into bed, because this is key.
So we started drinking at 12.
Yeah.
Got to bed about 1:30, 1.
Yeah. This is nice hours.
Nice little peach on the way home.
Great.
Lovely. Also, though, had a Jollibee. Have you ever had this?
Yeah, I have had it in Edinburgh, of all places.
Fried chicken place.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's all right.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of, again, Americans sat in cars saying it's the best fried chicken in the world. It's not better than KFC. No. I don't think it's even better than...
Popeyes. Chick-fil-A. No, I've never...
No. So it was nice, but that's it. Great night. Then the Saturday, now we're a bit more stag do now.
Yeah, okay? Yeah, you start giving each other nicknames.
People are getting nicknames. We're about to go to play Zorb football. Just checking the rules and regs. No football boots allowed. I've only got football boots and these.
Oh, Joe. So for the audio, for people listening, he's got cow wafer, wallopers on.
Wallopers? Wallabies.
Wallabies.
Wallopers. I've got some cow hide wallopers. And I ain't got anything to wear, so I have to sprint off into town to get bought some Slazengers, £12.
Oh, okay, that's
these shoes.
Hey, Dusty.
She's eating an HDMI cable.
Go over this way.
So I get these shoes. I make everyone late. That didn't go down particularly well. Mm. But then we're there, and we had to do a little sports day before, which is slightly humiliating, bounce around on a Zorb and stuff. We had to do a tug of war. Because we had a 2-hour slot and only really an hour of it is suitable for Zorbing. So it's pissing it down. Celtic are playing Hearts. We're missing that.
Oh, no.
And we're asking the bloke, can you just check the score again for us? But it was a good laugh. And then you get in the Zorb. Have you been in a Zorb, Ethan?
Oh, I've never been in a Zorb. I've only had Joe give me a big cuddle before. It's the closest.
It's not far, because sometimes when it all, it can sometimes encompass the whole head, can't they?
It can.
They're quite intimidating, these things.
I wouldn't want to go in one.
No, and your arms are locked against your chest.
So like just, that, or is it like hands down?
No, it's like you've got two little handles here, so you're like this.
And yeah, well, when you go flying, are you sound?
Well, yeah, but I was worried to go flying, so I was doing everything I could to not go flying, which meant that I put too much pressure through my knees.
Ooh.
And I've really hurt my left knee. Probably need to have a scan on it because it's quite
How
bad.
Did you find the pace of the second night?
The pace of the second night was much better.
Yes.
So we didn't really start drinking until after the Zorbing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're a bit hungover from the first night. Then it's like 4 or 5 p.m. So then you can just blast through, can't
yeah.
you?
Yeah,
for
yeah.
the rest of the night. John's got a skimpy lady's outfit on. It's classic stuff. We went... This is the problem, though, and this is why you have to go to Matthew Street or the Printworks or Deansgate on a stag do. Not because they're the best bars,
just
but because...
You won't get in anywhere.
You won't get in. B... Because we saw other stag dudes and all the stags were wearing like cheerleader outfit or something that was clearly a do outfit. Whereas John just had a sort of a short shirt and a skirt on and some knee high boots and a blazer. So it wasn't 100% clear that wasn't how he always dressed. Then when you go down to the docks where it's a bit more classy and you go in, people sort of thought that was just John.
Really?
So that was a little bit awkward because you don't want to feel like you're taking the mic, but at the same time it was hilarious that people weren't sure whether he was on a stag do and it kind of made it worse. So that was great. Then we go back up to the beer cellar, which I wasn't going to be so keen on. It made the night.
Really? Good. Music on or something?
Music. There was a guy doing stand-up comedy dressed like a...
What? It's stand-up,
it
really?
Was sort of like stand-up, but it was kind of getting the whole room involved. Everyone was getting up. Everyone was dancing. It was basically like an adult version of like a Butlins.
Wow.
Do you know with the kids club where you're doing like jumping around and you're dancing? When I say thee, you drive the car. Wife's wash the windows.
Are you, it was like doing, that. What are you doing there?
He was doing all sorts. Man. It was like stand-up. Lean forward, lean back. And I thought this is...
Are you boozy? At this point
we're boozy, the shots have rolled in, people doing shots out of John's belly button. It's real stag do stuff. I've never experienced this sort of stuff before. Grateful. This isn't my type of night out. I loved it. It was really good. And then went in town. John nearly got beat up by a bouncer, but at that point
he's a farmer,
we'd had enough.
You've
well he kept saying that. So there was this bouncer that had I would say 1.3 ears and the other one it was very much a battle wound, but John was pissed and he kept saying, I'm not scared of him. I've stared down a bull during mating season.
This
is something Ethan would say.
Ethan would say this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to calm him down.
He doesn't scare me. I've stared down a bull. And then the next day he was like, I can't believe I said that. It was fantastic. Every meal was in Weatherspoons.
Every meal was in Weatherspoons.
It's £2.49 for a Bud Light in Weatherspoons.
No.
Well, can you beat it?
The Chorlton Spoons went in there Boxing Day before United. Couldn't believe how good it was. £4.50 a Guinness.
This Weatherspoons was so busy. It was crazy. We couldn't get a seat for about 20 minutes the first day. And these are big old buildings, Weatherspoons.
Yeah.
Honestly, it was a fantastic weekend. I really loved it.
Yeah,
and it was
how
nice.
Did you feel on the Sunday? Were you rough?
I felt rough. Do you know when you just feel a bit sad just for the rest of the day? But it was good. Got home. Nice to see Lizzie. Lovely day. Man United won, which helped.
Helps. Were you working?
No, because I got back just about kickoff, so I couldn't get here in time, and I was in no fit state to be working, so I had that off. But it was a lovely weekend, and happy stag do to John, of course. He deserved every minute of it.
When's the wedding?
Later in the year.
Oh, nice. You excited for that? Is it on the farm?
No, it's not on the farm. It's in Sheffield. I mean, there are farms in Sheffield.
The UK's farm, as they call it.
Yeah, the UK's farm.
Yeah.
I can't wait. It was really nice.
I love that. Right, should we get into a nice little top three?
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top three.
Tres, dos, uno.
The top three.
And this is an idea brought on by yourself.
Yeah, I think we should do top three items of stationery.
Yes, brilliant.
So if you go into a Ryman's are a girl's best friend, famously, or a stationery box, it's the top three things you can find in there. Yeah? I'm going to say top three. Number three...
We've done it.
What?
We've done it because we had, like, compass and that.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Why have you waited till now to tell me?
You fucking knew this was the thing at the start of the show.
I didn't know it was the thing at the start of the show.
We bloody did. We said it. We said we're going to do top three stationery items.
Should we introduce it again?
Well, I'll tell you what. Do what I said. Top three letters of the alphabet.
Yeah, go on then. I like that.
Top three letters of the alphabet. We all know what it is.
Everyone's going to be the same.
No, it's not.
They are. There are three best ones.
I think X, because X is good.
So what's this, number three?
Number three, X. Number crap. Two...
Stop! Number three, X. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's the hardest of all.
It's one of the shittiest ones.
No, it's hard.
You never use it.
I do when I'm picking clothes out. A, because it gets the whole thing going. It gets the whole
thing going. You've got to give respect to A.
S, number one.
Yeah, S is unbelievable.
Because it's just everywhere. S is... You look everywhere, there's just S's everywhere.
You can't move for S. I think S is the best.
Well, go on, so, top three.
Top three letters. Number three, T.
It's a
big player, and it's very vocal at the Alphabet Awards.
Big player.
Number two, and I can't believe you missed it, E. Are you joking?
Don't do
E's. Good luck having a name without E in it. We've all got it, haven't we?
Could we the Chinese name, like a Jai. J-I.
Fair. Number one is S. It just is S. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. S is fantastic.
S is everywhere.
I love S. And it looks great as well, and it looks unique. There's no confusing it for anything else. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Amazing lad.
Ethan?
Ooh, I'd probably say H is three, I, and then V. That's my top three letters.
And you've committed to that down the years, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Very positive on that front.
Very extremely positive on that front. I think it delivers on all three fronts.
Don't know where to go.
Let's wrap it up.
Nice.
Should wrap it up.
Good. It's a good joke.
It's a belter of an ending.
It's a great joke.
And make sure you join the Patreon, patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast. Joe's off to see Dom soon in London.
I'm going... It is currently May the Tuesday, the 67 heartbeat, 4,000 steps, and I will be there in 14 Celsius, 80% battery.
And patrons will see, I don't know what the fuck that is. Patrons will see some behind-the-scenes footage of Joe's trip and a nice little get-together with Dom.
It's going to be nice, that.
It'll be lovely.
I'm going to go see his big opera.
Yes, I can't wait. And also, go and see now what our last meals ever from KFC would be and vote for your favourites.
Right,
bye everyone.
Bye. Wait, Ethan. Please.
Oh, sorry. Yes, bye.